Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, as we have discussed to be Masayim Masechta Menachos. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara discussed quite extensively the story of Chanya and Shimi, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, and he had appointed his son. Different versions, was it Chanya who he appointed, or Shimi who had appointed? But the bottom line of both of the stories, both versions, is that once somebody had a position or thought that they should deserve a position, they didn't want to walk away from it. It says the Gemara Tanya, we have a similar Gemara, says the Gemara Amr Bishu Ben Prachi Betchila, before I was appointed a Nasi, the Gemara Masech the Chagiga, Dev Tezayin Amaral teaches us that he was appointed as a Nasi Betchila, as it was before he was appointed to a Nasi, Kol Omer Aleila, anybody who would ask me to take on that position, I would put him in front of a lion. Under no circumstances would I want to be appointed to be the Nasi. But once I was appointed to this position, says the Gemara, Kol Omer Aleila, if somebody at that point would ask me to walk away from the position once I was appointed to this position, says the Gemara, Animato Olav, I would throw on him kumkum shelchamin. And the lesson of this Gemara is that even as much as he didn't want this position, once he was given the position, he refused to walk away from it. Says the Gemara, the Shas HaTshuva Shar Ephraim asks that the Gemara Masech the Brachis tells us the famous story of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, who they had to remove from the Nesias, from the leadership, and they gave it to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and he was concerned that it would be taken away from him, and his wife told him, it's better to have it. You should have the opportunity to use this expensive glass even one day. So we see that it is appropriate to take the Nesias even just temporarily. So the Shar Ephraim answers that there he knew when he walked in that this wasn't going to be a permanent appointment. And that's why he had this attitude. But somebody who is assumed, like Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya, that is going to be keeping this position on a long-term basis, if somebody then takes it away from him, he'll be very upset. The Gershalmi in Pesachim tells us that we have a similar story regarding the Tana of Yeshua ben Kavasya that said, my entire life, I ran away from being in a position of authority, but Achshush Nasti, now that I have this position, he would say, if somebody attempts to take away that position from me, why does he say, Shalmi elaborates. Somebody gets burnt with a kumkum, it could burn you, it could hurt you if it's heavy, so it can make you dirty. I will use all types of avenues not to let it go away. So, but I saw that the Gemara there continues, the Rabbi Yosef Ben says that don't look at this Rabbi Shuman Kavasya as an individual who was so desperate to have this position. Rather, what he was concerned was that he was appointed to this position and he took it upon himself, l'shem shemayim. But he was concerned that perhaps the next person who's going to take this position won't have that proper attitude, and that's why he did whatever he can to hold on to it. The Beis Yisrael asks, we need to understand, how do we understand this entire episode? So he explains that he didn't want to take the position because the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says that somebody, if a person is appointed to a position who's not worthy, I raise him as chai b'nafshai. But now he says, once a person is appointed to position, even if he was reluctant to accept it upon himself, he has to take that position and act with that position with two different types of attitudes. On one hand, he has to be strong. He has to be strong in the position that he takes. And on the other hand, he has to be an anuv. He has to be modest. Water represents modesty because water represents something that always goes down. Fire represents strength. Fire always goes up. And he said, now that I got this position, I have to be able to combine the strength and the weakness. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, tells us that when they did the Avoida with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, one of the things that they did was that they made him move back and forth from the north chamber to the south chamber, back and forth. And Rav Meir Shapiro explains, what does that represent? So he explains, as we know, we learned it actually in our Masechta as well, that north and south represent two different qualities. The Gemara says, Haroitza lahachkim, if somebody wants chachm, he should go yadrim, he should go to the south, because that's where we find the menorah. And Haroitza lahatzpin, if somebody, Haroitza lahashi, wants to be wealthy, should go to the north side, because that's where the shulchan was. What says Rabbi Shapiro is the lesson of that Gemara is that a Kohen Gadol has to have in him both of these qualities, the quality of Chachma, Torah, and the quality of Ashiris, of being a leader. And he says that's exactly what this Gemara means. What this Gemara means to teach us, he says, is as we just said, that the person who was appointed to be Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachya said that I have to have this combination. I have to have the combination of Eish and Mayim, Eish going up and Mayim going down, showing that a true leader of Torah has to have this very important combination. And if somebody has that this combination, that is the reason he could be. Moreover, I saw another pshat, that a person, when he's appointed to a leadership position, is supposed to be reluctant to take it. And if he's reluctant to take it, that is the person that is worthy of that position. As much as he's worthy of that position, that's where, once he gets the position, because he was worthy of that position, at that point, he should act with the strength that that position brings with it and not give it up. Says the Gemara, where do we find such a precedent? Says the Gemara, Shrei Shal Baruch Mimenu. We know that when Shmuel wanted to appoint Shaul to be the Melech, Shaul was very reluctant to take it. As the Pasuk says, V'yayim HaShem, HaShem, when Shmuel was searching for Shmuel, for Shmuel was searching for Shaul, he said, he knew Nechbal Kalim, he's hiding. And then, Shaul, once he had the position, and he was concerned that David HaMelech wants this position, or was going to get the position, Bikish Larek David, he wanted to kill David. Amalei Makshisha B'Reid Rav Chizdal Rabaya. Rameya, he said to Rameya, that said in our end of our previous year, that Beis Chanya was a Beis Avodah Zarah. High Krod of Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda quoted from Yeshaya, that says, "Bayomahu Yim Mizbech Hashem B'Toich Eretz Mitzrayim," that seems to indicate that it was made L'Shem Shemayim, my Avod Lei. The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Dav Zayin on a Beis, teaches us that Rav Chisda had two sons. One was called Mayanuka, and one was called Ma'akshisha. Tysus actually says that he had other sons, but the focus is on these two sons. And Rashi explains that both of these sons, their name was Mar. Just to be able to differentiate between them, the one that was older was called Makshisha, representing that he's older, The one that was younger was called Mayanuka. But actually, Tysus has just the opposite pshat. Tysus' pshat is that Makshisha was the younger one. And the reason he was called Makshisha, because he was born to Rav Chisda Kashisha when Rav Chisda was already older. And the other one was called Mayanuka because he was born to Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda was younger. Says the Gemara, so again, the Gemara asks, my Avad Lehi, what does he do with this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, B'vay Lecha, Tanya, it needed to teach us a different drasha. The Pasuk says, L'acham ha'palasu shal Sancheriv. After Sancheriv, who had his downfall, when he came to capture Yerushalayim, Rashi explains that originally he went out to war with other nations, with Cush, Put, Mitzrayim, and he was able to prevail over all of those countries. At that point, he decided that now's the time for him to go after Yerushalayim. But when he came to Yerushalayim, Acham HaPolosa Shal Tzachariv, after he came to capture Yerushalayim, and he was speaking very derogatorily against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzah Chizkiah, who was at that time the Melech, Matzah, and he found Matzah B'nei Melechim Shal Yoshim B'Kronos Shal Zav. He found five princes that were sitting in golden chariots, which as refers to the princes of those nations that we just identified, he had prevailed over, came with him. Vidiram and Chizkiah freed them, and he told them, Shloi Lavin Avodah Kechavim, they should not worship Avodah Zarah anymore. Shanama, as the Pasuk says, Beyomahu Yeh Chamish Orem Beret Mitzrayim, Medabrois Svas Kanan, Vidishbos Lashem Tzvokais. These were the countries that Sancheriv took over, and these were the country that Chizkiah told the princes of these countries, start serving Hashem. V'alchol Alexander Shemitzrayim, and these people went to Alexandria, Obanu Mizbeach, and in Mitzrayim, they built a Mizbeach, V'halolav L'shem Shemayim. And they brought Kabanas in Mitzrayim L'shem Shemayim. Shnemar, as the Pasuk indeed says, Bayomahu, that on that day, Yeh Mizbach Hashem Hashem B'toich Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk continues in Yeshaya teaching us, Bayomahu, Yeh Chomesh Orem B'Eretz Mitzrayim, Yer Acheres Yom L'Achas. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? What is it meant when it says, Yer Acheres Yeh L'Achas? Says the Gemara, can Metarger Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef explains this pasuk, Kat de Beit Shemesh, the city of Beit Shemesh, that the Sid Lachmachrev, that is going to be destroyed, is going to Achad Mahen. The pasuk says that city is going to be destroyed. How do we know that Ir Acheres is connected to Beit Shemesh, to the sun? The Ksiv, the pasuk says in Iyov, Hoy Melacheres Ula Yizrach. So we see that Cheres is very much connected to the sun. Says the Gemara, the pasuk speaks about in Yeshaya how all the nations of the world will come together when Mashiach comes. Meher Yemenu. The pasuk says, "Vi bonai merochaik ubenoisai miktsei aretz." Says the Gemara, what does this mean? "Havi bonai merochaik amrafuna elu goliyus shabavol." This Klal Yisrael who are on bavol shadata yishavas aleim kabonim, that they are like nails, that they're much stronger and firmer in their, firmer in their avodas Hashem. These are the people that were in Goris in other countries. Shein datum yishavas aleihem kabanos. They don't have that same yishvadas. The reason that they don't have that same yishvadas is because the bnei bavel were individuals who learned Torah. And because they are the people who learned Torah, that's why they have much more yeshiva das. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah in Lakutei Halachos, the Chafetz Chaim says that somebody who, what we say, this halacha of oiskim b'Torah, it means people who are able to understand. And he says, as we're going to learn, it refers to people who are able to learn Hilchas Kabbonis. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav. V'Amar Lei, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mitzor v'at Kartigi, from the city Tzor to the city Kartigni, Mekir Yisrael, they recognized the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Because these were people that saw the glory of Klal Yisrael before they went to Golis. And therefore, as Avir Shemayim, and because they saw the glory of Klal Yisrael, they recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the people from Tzor Klapi Marav, Mekadrigini Klapi Mizrach, they Emakim Yisrael, they were not in such close proximity to Klal Yisrael, and therefore V'loy Makir Nesvim Shemayim, they don't recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esrei, ask the Gemara, Esrei Sim B'chei Rav, the Pasuk says, V'mizuch Shemesh Amavoyoi, Godl Shemi Bagoyim, V'kam Mokoyim Mokdor Mokdor Umugosh Alishmi Mechak Toiro. So we see that everybody knows who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. To which he says, Omele Simiat, you're the great Simi, he said it, Beloshim Bitmiyah. You're the great Simi that asks such a question. Another pshat is, he didn't recognize him because he was blind. Therefore, he didn't recognize him. He says, the problem is that not that I say that the nations of the world don't recognize Hashem, but rather what happens is the Karla Alaka the Laka. They say on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alakei Alakim, and they think that he doesn't have anything to do with this world. I saw that Rabbi Zalman Zatzal used to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the Avodah Zarah, but they don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with what we do, with what goes on in this world. And that's their mistake, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with everything that goes on in every detail of life. So here we see that the nations of the world actually, the Gemara says, recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses an interesting shaila. The shaila he discusses is that there's someone in Eretz Yisrael who has a non-Jewish aide, and that non-Jewish aide takes care of this elderly person, and he comes with that elderly person to shul when that person comes to shul to daven and to learn. And now this non-Jewish individual is getting married, and because he sees he's getting married to a non-Jewish woman, and he sees the beauty of our religion, and he came to the shul that he would like to make his wedding in the non-Jewish shul, in the shul. May we allow him to do it? And on one hand, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lo yisor b'ro l'shev yitzaro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it should be inhabited. And included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world that it should be inhabited means that Nochrim are also supposed to get married. They're supposed to get married and inhabit the world. So maybe what this Nochri is doing is to be viewed as a mitzvah. And if it's to be viewed as a mitzvah, so then we should be allowed to rent the shul out to him. On the other hand, an argument can be made that it's a bazillion to the base of Knesset that it's being used for such a purpose. And the question is that what is the appropriate thing to do? Maybe we rent the shul out to him or not? The Chashuki Chemetz opinion is that it is not respectful to a shul that it should be used for such a purpose, and we should try to come up with a solution how the wedding should not be there. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, "Bekam makam mugdar mugish l'shmi u'mincha tahira." Says the Rebbe, "Bekam makam sakadatach." That is that true that kabbanas are brought for Hakadosh Baruch Hu everywhere? So says the Gemara. The way to understand this, Amr Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonason, El Talmid Chachamim. This refers to the Talmid Chachamim. Ha'iskim b'Torah bekam makam, that wherever we go, they're learning Torah. And says the Gemara, Mala ani aleihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views those people, those Talmid Chachamim, who are constantly learning Torah, Mana aleihem kem ilam aktirim, as if they're burning the emrim of a carbon on the Mizbeach, u'magish and l'shmi, and they bring the carbon, menachas, in my name, u'mecha Torah, says the Gemara, zeh aloimit Torah b'tahara, it refers to an individual who learns Torah in proper frame of mind. Who is that? Somebody who knows Isha Vakaklaim Torah, because once somebody gets married, he's able to be B'Tahara. He has a wife already, and that's the proper way that he should learn Torah. The Gra explains that we learned, the Gemara says that when somebody brings a Karban Mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views that person as he brought his neshama. And the Gemara also says, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim, Torah cannot be successful, El b'misha meimitz atzmai aleihem. And therefore, explains the Gra, when somebody's learning Torah when he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have that meimitz atzmai aleihem. He's not on that high level that the Karban Mincha represents. Only when Baruch Hashem, he has a wife, and he's able, as the Gemara just said, to learn Torah b'tahara, once he's able to learn Torah b'tahara, so then it's considered equivalent to the very high level carbon, which is the carbon, which we've learned is the carbon mincha. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shir ha-malois, hine barchus Hashem, kol avdei Hashem, ha-oim debes Hashem b'laylus. Ask the Gemara, my b'laylus, what is the Pasuk say Belilus? And the way Marashah explains the Gemara's question, as we've learned so many times in these Masechtas, that actually Kabbanas are brought by day, not by night. What does this mean? It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what the Pasuk refers to is Eilat HaTam Lidich Chacham Ha'isk Matar Belilah. It refers to Talmid Chacham who learned Torah by night. Ma'alal of HaKosuv, the Torah considers such individuals, Kilu, as if they're standing in the base of Migdash, v'esukim ba'avoida, they're standing in the base of Migdash and doing the avoida. As I saw, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ashloish dvarim ha'olam oimid, the world stands on three things, ala Torah v'al avoida v'al milas chasadim. But now in Golus, we only have Torah and milas chasadim, but we don't have the avoida. But says the Sefer Tzayin Kedoshim, that what our Gemara means to say is that somebody who learns Torah by night, it's as if he's doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he's doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, now he has the third thing that the world stands on, avoid. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim that when Shlomo HaMelech requested from Hiram Melech Tzor to send him wood with which he will build the Beis HaMikdash, he told Hiram, "Hine ani boyne bayis l'shem Hashem, lahakta l'fanav k'taris samem marechas tamim va'olus l'baykel erev, la'olam zois al Yisrael." What does he mean when he said la'olam zois al Yisrael, that this will be forever? Unfortunately, we know that the bringing of kabbanis was not forever. To which the Gemara says, "Amram gidla marav," where it refers to zem mizbeach boni. There is a mizbeach in Shemayim, michal sar godel and michal is standing by the Mizbeach, Oimid or Makrov of carbon, and he brings Kabbanis on that, he brings that, those Kabbanis on behalf of Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Eilat Talmid Chachamim Oiskim Behilchus Avoidam. It refers to those Talmid Chachamim who learn Hilchus Kachim, and because they learn Kachim, they learn, as we've been learning, Mesechta Zvach, Mesechta Menachas, Ma'alem HaKosuv, The Torah considers it Kila Nivdash Be'mayim. It's considered as if they built the Beis HaMikdash and they are bringing Kabbonis on the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, who is Michal, what is Michal bringing in the Beis HaMikdash? And Tosfos says that he brings the Neshamas of Tzadikim. And the Sefer Ateras Yeshua says that what that means, quotes the Kozhna Tzemagid. He says, when the Pasuk says, V'asimoisiyas Magdashaychechem, the Pasuk in Techocha, the Kozhna Tzemagid said, we should be zoicha to that situation. What's Pshat? He says, because Tosfos just said, that what does Michal bring on the in the Beis HaMikdash? He brings those neshamas. And those neshamas are the people who learn Torah in this world. These are the people who were Mekadoshim Shemayim on this world. And when he said the Pasuk V'Shimoyshish Mishmeichem, he said that that Mizbeach should no longer be here. The Mizbeach on which neshamas, holy neshamas, are people who learn Torah and people who were Mekadoshim Shemayim, that Mizbeach should not be in existence anymore. That Mizbeach, there should be no more tzaddikim who are no longer here. There should be no longer any people who die at Kiddush Hashem. It says a very interesting word that I saw, that we know that normally that a yard site is a day when somebody lost a relative. So in the Hebrew calendar, the night follows the day. But we know, says the Sar Sholem, that by Kabbonis, usually by us, the day follows the night. By Kabbonis, the night follows the day. And it was saying that the Kabbonis are the neshamas of tzaddikim that are in the Olam HaEmes. There may be a point, the Sar Sholem says, that the one should not just keep the yard site on the day following the night, but one should even keep the yard site on the night following the day, because those neshamas are, he says, are considered like kabbonis. And that's, we know, Mefarshim say that all kabbonis are being brought, even Bizman Azeh, in a time where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to consider that the kabbonis are being brought. When it comes to Pesach, we have to believe that in Shemayim, Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing the common Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mishloch Shemayim Diksiv, the Pasuk says, Zois HaTorah Lo'olam Mincha L'Chatos L'Oshem. We learn from this Pasuk that Kol Oisik B'Torah, why does the Pasuk use the word Torah? To teach us that Kol Oisik B'Torah Ki L'Hikrib O'olam Mincha L'Chatos L'Oshem. Anyone who learns Torah is considered like he is bringing the kabbonis. As says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai la'oyla mincha. When the pasuk says la'oyla mincha, it says that oyla zayis atayra oyla umincha mi bayle. That we have to learn the pasuk of oyla umincha. Says the Gemara, El Amar Rava, Kol Oisik B'Torah. We learn from this pasuk somebody who learns Torah. He doesn't need a carbon. The Torah is in the place of the carbon. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. We learn from here. If somebody is learning the halachas of a carbon chatas, it's considered kilu hekav chatas, as if he brought a carbon chatas. And somebody who learns kol oisik b'tayrus asham, if somebody learns the halacha of Kavan Asham, it's Kihu Hikr of Asham. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that every morning one should say the Kabbonis, because it's considered like you brought the carbon. And in fact, that's why after somebody says the Parsha of Oila, for example, he should say Yiratzun Sheikhashav Kilo Crafty Oila. However, points out the Torah, a halacha that we mentioned many times, that a karma chatos cannot be brought as a donation. Only somebody who's obligated to bring a karbon chatos is allowed to bring karma chatos. And therefore the Torah says that even though after, for example, you bringing the, after you say the parsha of Karban Chatos, after Karban Oil, you say, Hirotzi Kilo Krafti Oilo, you can't say that after Karban Chatos, because you're not sure if you chayiv a Karban Chatos. But then, there's another question. Our Gemara is telling us that by learning the parsha of a Karban, it's considered as if we brought that actual Karban. And the question, therefore, is, if somebody said the parsha of whatever Karban, what will be the halacha when Mashiach comes m'her b'yomenu and he did something that he's obligated to bring that Karban? Will he have to bring that Karban when Mashiach comes? Or will it be that he already said the Karban chatis? He already said this parsha, and therefore, since he already said this parsha, it's considered as if he brought the Karban. So he says, he brings an answer based on a Gemara, a famous Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that one is not allowed to touch, one should not read by candlelight in Shabbos, because the Gemara says Shemiyata, he may come to touch the fire. And Rav Shmuel ben Elisha says, Ani Ekra, he said about himself, I will read Vilayata and I need not be concerned that I'm going to touch. And what happened was, he did touch. And Rabbi Shah ben Elisha said that when Mashiach comes, Avi Chatas Shmeina, I'm going to have to bring a new Karban Chatas. So we see from here, he explains, that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah just by saying the Parshas Chatas, because he just should have said the Parshas Chatas. So we see that when Mashiach comes, that we'll still have to bring the Kabbonis. But the Chofetz Chaim, we know, says that indeed, that just reading the Parshas Chatas, Parshas Oil, as we're learning now, doesn't actually bring Kapara. But he says that the way we get the Kapara is by learning the halachas of Kachim. He says, why do we have to learn the halachas of Kachim? He says, one has to be ready for Mashiach to come. And when Mashiach comes, we're going to have Kohanim and Rabbonim who need to know what to do. And that's why, as is well known, the Chofetz Chaim prepared had a koil, well-known koil kachim, where they learned kachim. And his purpose in having that koil was really twofold. One was to have Kohanim who will know Dalokha, as we're learning here, for Mashiach's imminent arrival. And the other reason that he had that koil was because, as he just said, maybe just saying the parsha of kachim is not good enough to affect Kapara. But learning the parsha of kachim well and understanding that is more important. And that brings a Kapara to everyone. And maybe this could be connected to a Shaila that I saw that the Chashuki Chema discusses. The Sefer Chashuki Chema discusses what if you have a koil, a yeshiva that's learning kachim, and there's only limited space for Bachrim who are learning in that yeshiva, who should be, or the light, who are accepted to that yeshiva, who should we accept? Should we accept Kohanim or non-Kohanim? And he strongly suggests that one should accept Kohanim first, because besides that the kapara we get from learning Kachim, there's also the need for preparation. And therefore, it's not going to be, the preparation is obviously much more needed for people who are actual Kohanim. There's actually a discussion in the Paiskim that here we're learning how the power of saying and learning Kabbonis is. And the question is, may one learn or say Kabbonis at night? So it seems that if we're learning now that by saying the parsha of Kabbonis, we have the kapara of the kapara of the Kabbonis, so then that should be learned, that should be said by day. So what happens accordingly, we now have a very interesting situation. Those who are learning the parsha of Kabbonis, those who are learning Kabbonis in order to be familiar with the halacha, they could, so they are learning it to learn it, they can learn Kabbonis they could say a kolurin kabbonis at night. But if what we're trying to accomplish with saying the kabbonis is that it should give us a kapara, so that perhaps should only be done by day. The question is that I saw that Emri Emes asks, if as we're learning that it's so important to learn Parshas Kabbonis, so then why also don't we say the Parshas Nesachim? So he quotes the Maimer Chazal, that the Gemara says, "Kol ha-roitz l'nasach yayin al-gabim mizbeach." If somebody wants to bring wine on the wants to do Nesachim, pouring wine on the mizbeach, yamale groinim shal tamid chacham yayin, serve wine to tamid chachamim. So therefore he suggests that, yes, somebody who wants to have the quality of a carbon, so as we learn, we only could do it, we have to learn the Parsha Kabbonis. We have no other option. But when it comes to the Parsha of Nesachim, we don't have to learn the Parsha of Nesachim, we just have to support Talmid Chachamim. The Kotzke used to say that a person should be so occupied constructively, if he is occupied so constructively, he won't have the need to, he won't need to bring, he won't have time to do an Aveira. And that's what the Gemara says, Kala Oisik, the Tiras Chatas, he said, if you learn, if you're busy learning, then you won't have to bring a Chatas. Because only people who have free time, that is the person that has the problem that he hasn't spent his time properly, and he therefore maybe did an Aveira, and therefore he has to bring a carbon. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, he says he wanted his Talmidim not to have the ability to do Aveiras. The Sefer Beis Ephraim quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Aflam and Aleph says, Amar Rab Shosh Mechnisin Odom Ledin, when a person after 120 years is brought up to Shemayim, he's asked, Nosata v'nosata b'milna, kavati itim l'tayra papalta l'chokma. The halacha is, he says, that certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us about every mitzvah. Do we do that mitzvah? So when we're going to be judged about every mitzvah, why does he also have to ask us that we learn? Of course we learn to be able to do the mitzvah. He says, from here we learn that when we come up l'achamei v'esrim, of course on the mitzvah that we're obligated to do, the halacha is, we have to learn those halachas. And if we don't learn those halachas, we don't know how to fulfill the mitzvah properly, we're going to be judged. That's why you didn't do the mitzvah properly. But now there's another aspect, says the Beis Ephraim, where we're also going to be asked, is did you learn halachas, like we're learning? Did you learn Masechta Zvachim? Did you learn Masechta Menachos? That even one can make an argument, these are not halachas that are relevant b'zman hazeh, but still, if somebody learns Torah, he has to learn every part of Torah, even these elements of the Torah which are not relevant b'zman hazeh. The Kli Chemda says that we know that there are certain kabbonis, that there are different kabbonis brought for a person who's poor versus a person who's wealthy. He says that distinction is only applicable when somebody's actually bringing a carbon. So then we have to look at his financial situation and make a determination, what can he or can he not afford? But he says, when it comes to learning the Parsha of Kabbonis, everybody can view themselves as a wealthy person, because I'm not bringing the actual carbon. And if I'm not bringing the actual carbon, then I should bring it as if I'm a wealthy person. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav. Koy Samuel Adoni l'Esav, Koy Am Avdecha Yaakov, I'm loving Garti. And Rashi says, V'tarig Mitzvah Shemarti. And the question is that important news to be told to Esav, that Yaakov Avinu kept the whole Torah when he was in the home of Lavan? So what happened was that Esav was thinking to Yaakov, that Yaakov, how could he possibly kept all the Torah? We don't have all the Torah. When he was in Beis Lavan, there were no Kabbonis, etc. But he was saying to him was that I learned in the home of Lavan to Torah. And if I learned all of the Torah, so then I don't have to be worried about anything because I learned all of the Torah. And by me learning the Torah, that is what serves as a protection, and you cannot do anything to me. Another pshat that I saw, and we speak about this often, what is the purpose of bringing a carbon? So, of course, the simple pshat is that when somebody brings a carbon and he looks at that carbon and he says that whatever was supposed to happen to this carbon was really supposed to be happening to me, that brings that person to anova. That brings that person to a wonderful, to a state of modesty, being humble. And we know that once somebody is humble, he's a person that's able to do tshuva. And once he's able to do tshuva, so then he has nothing to worry about. And that's why it's so important to learn the halacha of the kabbonis. Maybe that's why, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that it causes that the nesachim don't have that same thing. It's like shechting an animal. Another pshat that I saw is that when somebody learns halacha of a carbon, so what happens is, by learning the halacha of a carbon, he longs and desires the rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that Chazal teach us that everybody who hopes and expects that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he will be zaycha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the person who learns Kairos Oil and Tairos Chattis will be the person that will be zaycha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Says the Mishnah, Nemeh ba'olos b'hema, when the Torah speaks about bringing an oila, the pasuk says, Ish reich nechayich l'Hashem. The Torah speaks about oila sa'if, and the pasuk says, Ish reich nechayich l'Hashem. The mincha, the Torah, when it says about somebody bringing a korban mincha, says Ish reich nechayich l'Hashem. What is the lesson here? It teaches us the Mishnah, Echad amar v'echad amamit. It doesn't make a difference if you bring an expensive korban, an animal, or an inexpensive korban, a bird, or a korban mincha. We are zoicha that the main thing that we look for is that it's kiel yichavin libel of shmayim. What we're looking for is that you should have kavana that I want to do what's right. So I saw one pshat, echra marba, as much as a person does more, he should never lose sight of yichabim libel l'shamayim. Another pshat that I saw that the Sfasem said that there was a person that was learning a lot of Torah, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and the Sfas Emes said to that person, he wasn't satisfied because he thought that person was becoming a little arrogant. She said, Echad amarba, v'echad amarba. Even if you are a marba, even if you're a person that does a lot of good and learns a lot of Torah, that doesn't take away the obligation of Shechavan Liba L'Shemayim. Don't use the fact that you learned a lot of Torah to be a reason that you don't have to do what's right. The person, even if he's doing what's right, what always must he remember is Yichavan Libe L'Shamayim, that he should have Kavana L'Shem Shamayim. Says the Ma'amar of Zaira, Mike Kraw, where do we see that the person's Kavana is what is essential? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Mekel, Mesuka Shnas Oivid Im'at V'mharbe Yo'ichel. It doesn't make a difference. Im'at Im'harbe. The Oichel is the food that is being put on the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk is teaching us the matter how little or how much is put on the Mizbeach. The main thing that we want is that it should be L'Shem Shemayim. I saw that many Mepharshim explain that Echad Amarba, when one comes to do Avodas Hashem, Marba, he should realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Vechad Amamit, and would also, if he wants to be successful in his Avodas Hashem, he should Mamit. he should realize how insignificant he is. And when a person has this proper combination of recognizing the greatness of Hashem and how little we are, that we are zoicha to be, that our avodah will be accepted. Rav Adi bar Hava Omar, he brings a different source. Mehacham, the pasuk says, "Bervois atayv rabba achlal umakashrim bala kim rois enav." The pasuk says, even if somebody does a lot of good, it brings many kabbonis, and many kohanim have the opportunity to eat from all those kabbonis. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is that we should rise enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking into our hearts. Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Tanya Ar-Mashim Benazai. Bar E Maksib Pashas Kabbonis. Let's see what it says in the Pashas Kabbonis. Shloi Nema Behen. Loi Reich Nekoich Lakeil. Kael is a name that is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to represent his strength. For the apikorsim should not be able to say that there's more than one God. So it says Lashem, that Loshin Yochid, that we, when a person brings a carbon, part of what he's supposed to be thinking is Ein Oid Movadoi, that there's nobody and nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mavnem Vishar Gas. When somebody brings a big axe, it says Ishurek Nechayech L'Hashem, and the Torah says by Oifadak, a small bird, Ishurek Nechayech L'Hashem, or by Mincha, and when somebody brings a carbon Mincha, it says Ishurek Nechayech L'Hashem. From here we learn Echra Marav, Echra Mabit, Vavad Shechav and Libel Shemayim. B'Shem Atay Melechilu Tzorech, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants bigger animals, there's more meat, there's more food. Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Em Erav Loi Amalach, Kili Seval Emaloyai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yachal says, if I was even hungry, do I need you to feed me? The Nemar, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kili Kol Chayos Yar Behemis Bahare Olav Yadati Kol Oif Harav Viziv Sadeh Madi. All the animals and birds in the world are mine. The Pasuk says, Oich B'sar Abirim V'damet Tudem Eshta. Do I need meat to eat? Lo'imati Lechechem Zivchu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the only reason I told you to bring kabbonis, kedei shetoymer, that everybody should say, es ritzoynoi, yas ritzoynoi, that as if what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants was fulfilled. So he says, loy ritzoyni antav zoichim. Hashem says, I don't need your kabbonis. El ritzoynchim antav zoichim. If you bring kabbonis, it's on your own benefit. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, we, by bringing kabbonis, ritzoynchim, it's for us, for our benefit, tizbechua. Tavecha, ritzoynchem tizbechua, or ritzoynchem zavchu, you should want to bring a carbon, or dafcha zavchua, you don't, when you bring a carbon, you should be thinking why you're bringing a carbon. Kedabay minei shmul rafuna, minayim l'mas'asa b'kotshin, how do we know that somebody is just working with kabbonis, and he's not really paying attention that what he's doing is possible, is completely disqualified. Shnemar, the pasuk says, "V'shachas ba'im b'kel flei Hashem." Only time the shchita and the avoid of the carbon is considered a valid carbon is shtei shchita l'shem ben b'kel. Am le'zubi denuhu. We knew this till now. But my question, he says, is la'akiv minayin. How do we know that if you didn't have the proper kavana, the carbon is disqualified? Tamaloymer, the tzaynchet is b'chua, the datum is b'chua. The carbon is only acceptable if we bring it when we recognize what we do. And that's why every day after we say the kabbonis, we say, Shibana beis ha-migdash b'heir b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sar v'secha. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be able to learn Torah. That, and by learning Torah, as our Gemara just taught us, when learning Torah, and particularly learning the Torah of the Kabbonis, as we just, in these precious moments, to finish Masech the Menachos, so we did our Chelik in the Torah, the Chelik of the Torah of Kabbonis, the Chelik of Karban Mincha, which as we said earlier, is Kila Mevi Nafshoi. Those who are learning the Torah of Karbet Masech the Menachos gave their lives, gave the time, which is the most precious thing that we have in our life and devoted those holy moments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we should be zeicher because of that, that we should have all of the kaparis and all of the brachas that bring kabanas bring, and ultimately should bring to us the greatest bracha that we could be zeicher to, Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'meher B'yameinu, that we should be able to have the Beis HaMikdash, where we be able to bring the kabanas, where we be able to feel the Shechina HaKadosha, receive the brachas of the Shechina HaKadosha. As we learn Torah, we should be able to connect more and more to the Shechina HaKadosha. Hanalach, Harei Elayasaron, Vaslikalach Masechta Menachos.